Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
I'm Randy Groner, a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Career politicians in Congress are putting us all in danger in exchange for money from special interest groups. I oppose the $40 billion government waste sent to the Ukraine. This will tax every Oklahoma family about $500. Congressman Mullen directly supported this with his special interest friends. I'm endorsed by General Mike Flynn, Trump's national security advisor, and former Senator Dr. Tom Coburn's legacy organization. I'm Dr. Randy Groner running for U.S. Senate. I will fight the career politicians and their special interest supporters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Groner for U.S. Senate.
We had another extremely volatile day across these futures markets. The live cattle and feeder cattle markets were actually more of the steady of all the markets, but the live cattle finished 87 lower in June at 135.25. The August live cattle down 105 at 133.87. The October's down 107 at 140 even. The feeder cattle were higher. We had August $1.70 higher at 174.85. The September feeders $1.55 higher at 176.85. October's up $1.32 at 178.62. So higher feeder cattle, lower live cattle. Tomorrow after the close, we have a cattle on feed report, which is a regular monthly report. If we look at these estimates here on feed, for the month of June on June 1st, we're 101.4% on feed. The placement estimate, 99.6%. Some people have that placement number a little bit lower than that. You know, we've been pegging the placements lower, but it hadn't happened over the last couple of months. But again, 99.6 average there. The marketings in May were 103%. So higher marketings, a little bit lower placements than last year, and then on feed a 101.4% of last year, which is 11.863 million head.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide. Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
Today's grain futures extremely weak for about the third consecutive day. July corn was one of the stronger contracts, only 21 cents lower at 746. December down 38 and a quarter at 655 and a half. These are the lowest levels going back to the spring, back in March. The low back at the end of March was about $6.30 for December corn. So these new crop contracts are getting hit really hard. Beans, same thing, down about 60 cents across the board. November 61 lower at 1415. Also the lowest price since the end of March or beginning of April, back where they were around 14 in November. Right now they're 1415. And you look at the high just from about 2 weeks ago on November, beans was just above 1580. So $1.65 lower off those highs in about 10 trading days ago. So massive moves. Kansas City wheat down 34 in July at 10.05. The low today for July Kansas City was $10.25. December down 35 here at 10.20 and a half. And for next year's July wheat down 33 and a half at 9.83 and a half. And then cotton futures extremely lower today, down 6.55 in December at 101.52, right on the lows. They have sold off over 30 cents since the beginning of May. So big sell-offs across the board.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and not your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.